you shouldn't get a fake ID. I know if my mom's listening right now, she'd probably be shocked to know that I had one for a short period of time.
Benjamin Aaron.
Here's the thing. It was just an ID I found.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, guess what?
So it wasn't your name.
No.
With a different birth date.
I was like, guess what? It's mine now. And then there was one place close to campus that allowed me to use it. And then I tried to use it a couple times, like at some bars more downtown. And
they were like, no dice,
well,
buddy.
One of them let me in, another one didn't. But anyways, long story short, it didn't look anything like me. It wasn't. Uh-huh. And so the morning show I worked on back then when I was in college, they like, as soon as I was so proud of it. And I took it, I was like, look at this. And they were like, okay. And so they took it and they started quizzing me on it. Like, what's your name? And I'm
Well, wait, I'm supposed to know the information on it?
Yeah, I know. They were like, where do you live? I was like, what's your date of birth?
I don't know.
It was terrible. Anyways. That was my own setting the bar story. But this, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a fake ID that says you're the world's tallest man when you're actually 5'8", then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Where do you get to, like, put titles like that on your ID?
The title wasn't there, no. Joel was pulled over. Okay. He was driving erratically. Police asked for his ID. So according to Joel's license, he is the tallest man in the world because his ID listed him as 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall. Okay. Okay. Was that a little typo, you think? Or
Maybe they left the five off. But
yeah, they could.
Because
if he's
5'8", actually 5'8", right.
That so, could be just an accidental omission.
A computer check of the ID, however, did not return any results. So, yes, Joel is 5'8", according to police. And
he was 8 feet tall, though.
Right, and he was arrested.
He'd be amazing at basketball.
Right, or something. But, yeah, if you're going to try to do the fake ID thing, which you shouldn't, because it's illegal.
That's bad. Yeah, don't do that.
It's illegal.
Bad.
At least try to make it believable, or, using me as an example, at least know the information that's on the ID.
What is the matter with you? That is not the lesson that we share.
I got a fake ID so I could vote.
Learn your fake stats.
So I could vote, obviously.
All right.